It's time for the birdhouse, and question number one comes from P1 Norm in Little Elm. It is a question for Donovan and Mike. As far as the Rangers are concerned, what does this number mean? 7 and 23. What does 7 and 23?
That's what their record would be if all these games are multiplied by 3. Right?
Yep. I think that's right. Well, 7, there's no multiplication of 7 and 3.
Right, but it's not also exactly 3 games per game.
I think it's
game.
Like 2.7 per game.
I think we're wrong. What is it, Normie?
That's the Rangers' record against Oakland in their last 30 games against
them. Damn.
I think we're getting our butt shot off here.
They're not winning the silver boot Oakland style.
No.
What would that award be between Texas and Oakland?
It would be the one fan award. If we won that series, we'd get Oakland's one fan.
Did you see the crowd yesterday as far as the cutouts they have, but they have like teddy bears and stuffed elephants?
Yes.
And then they had like a trio of old school people in that one section. I'm glad everyone saw it. Yeah, thank you.
No,
you're
I didn't
welcome.
Catch that. I'm sorry. I didn't.
Well, look.
Is it awesome if I did look?
Oh, yeah. You'll go, damn, that's what Donovan was talking
about.
Tons
of people on the birdhouse saying happy birthday to Donovan.
Hey,
I'm not going to read
thank
them
you.
All.
Thank you, everyone.
Many kind words, and I want to reiterate again. Happy birthday, my good friend.
Thank you.
And that invite to Dallas National has not come in yet today, but we are still available this afternoon.
Yeah. It's only 11:40. I have no doubt that that's going to come in.
Donovan and his best friend, Mikey. Golfing with you. Walla B. This one is for Norm. Hi, Norm. Just saying I love you. Always the best.
Oh, that's really nice. Thank you. And very much appreciated these days.
Don Alexander says, Norm, what's your favorite memory from the I Am Not a Jock Club program on KERA? Yes, I'm that old. Sadly, my $120 shirt did not survive time and 50 pounds.
That's what we used to call my Friday morning talk show on KERA, the I Am Not a Jock Club. Oh, my. There were no commercials, so you just had to talk and take calls for an hour. And some mornings, boy, could you get off track. But it was fun. It was fun. I don't know if I have a singular memory. I can tell you what my singular memory is. Yes, I can remember doing this show for more than an hour from a payphone. In a booth, a phone booth, at the dock at a place called the Moorings in Virgin Gorda. And it turns out this was the only phone in this whole area. And as I stayed on this phone prepping the show and then doing the show for about an hour and a half. And believe me, during that hour and a half, there were about 15 people who walked up and looked at me like, when the hell are you going to get off the phone?
You had the only phone in that place busy.
Yep.
For an hour and a half doing a radio show.
Yep.
That's wild.
It's fun.
Fun. All right, Josh Camillo. Well, I don't think anyone expects a championship from the Mavericks. What they are right now, what do you consider a bust of a postseason? What do you consider a success?
A success. If you take the Clippers to 7 and you lose a hard-fought series, that's great. I don't think anything is a bust. I know the bar raises when you start having some success, and I get it. But just making the playoffs this year, when we thought this team would fight hard just to make it, and they made it quite easily, I think this season is a success of regardless what happens. You'll be disappointed if they get swept by the Clippers in the first round. But I don't think you'll just totally say this season was a waste.
I agree in that we can't expect the Mavericks to upset the Clippers. Now, is that possible? Oh, sure it is. But I'd like to see a couple of W's here. I'd like to see them scare the urine out of the Clippers.
Real Marie Curie, if you guys could bring back any old stadium, which one would it be and why?
It sure wouldn't be Texas Stadium. By the time that thing was torn down, those hallways leading to fields stunk.
Still had some type of charm to it, though. Texas Stadium, all the winning football that happened there.
Yeah.
I think all of the iconic stadiums are still up. I'm trying to think of places that are no longer there that I wanted to attend. And I don't know if I don't know if there's one in my mind right now.
The ones that have been replaced, you're sort of happy they've been replaced.
Yeah, that's kind of how it works. I think baseball may be the one most likely working for this, like Tiger Stadium or something like that.
Sure, sure.
Which I never went to, but I hear was amazing. Or I would love to see like those old Polo Grounds or, you know, like these really old classics. I mean, for me, it'd be the Orange Bowl, though, but that's just from I'm from down there, and you get your butt beat in the OB.
I do like dumps of places sometimes, though, because I've always wanted to go see a game in Oakland. I don't know why, but I have. And that is a dump of a place. I've heard from everyone saying why, and I'm like, I don't know. And I kind of felt that same way about the Kingdom in Seattle. I always wanted to go see a baseball game there. And I don't know why. Maybe I just like dumps.
Wrong with that.
So give me the Kingdom.
All right. Let's see. Give me old Arlington Stadium. And I'll tell you exactly why, lads. I was just arriving here as a baby reporter starting at Channel 4, and Major League Baseball was arriving here, and that place was a rat hole. It was awful. But you know what? It was Major League Baseball. I was getting to go do interviews in Major League Baseball and then got to do some games there. I'll always have a fond place in my heart for that place.
And we know Jared picks the Dallas Sportatorium to be brought back.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sportatorium, that would be great.
Obviously.
Trevor Cantrell, you get two box seats to the Super Bowl every year for the rest of your life, but the only music you can listen to is Baby Shark on a continuous loop. Would you do it?
Let's do it. I'm fine.
And Loophole Mikey, we can sell these things, right?
That's exactly right.
Baby Shark. But yeah, I would want to, if I'm going to have that in my head for the rest of my life, I'm going to the damn Super Bowl so I can hear more music. No, extend the commercial break. Play
the
music
halftime
in the
show,
stadium.
That's all you hear.
I'm just so excited. Everyone's going to get a beer and I'm dancing. Like, why are you dancing so hard?
Ranch Pizza, Norm, you have to eliminate one. Olives, pretzels, pickles.
I have to eliminate one. At this point, I'm going to eliminate pickles because olives leaves me a greater selection. There are those big Spanish ones with the big fat pimentos in them. Mm-hmm. There are black olives, so I'll keep the olives and the pretzels.
Kalamata. Justin Harris, another one for Norm. Norm, when's the last time you did a load of laundry? Is that your thing or no?
Probably about a week ago.
Okay.
I will take a bunch of my dirty nighties and pants and sweatshirts and things like that and throw them in the laundry because Mary sort of likes to keep my clothes isolated from her.
Oh, gross.
Say no more.
She may be the smartest woman on the planet.
No cross-contamination.
Oh, wow.
All right. Brian Wallace, I think we know this one for Norm, but Donnie, I'm curious to hear your answer. It's how many countries have you guys visited, and which one was your favorite? And I don't do the math now, but if you have a guess.
I don't have a guess. And I know my top three have to be Greece, Dubai, and South Africa. Mm-hmm. I love that Greece trip. Mykonos was out of sight. So although the other two were really fantastic and I'm glad I went, I'm going to just, Italy. Damn. It's between Italy and Greece as my favorite. Give me Greece.
Okay. Can't argue with that. Normie?
I'm probably somewhere in the 40s in countries now. And my rankings fell into place pretty easily. New Zealand, and then a tie for second and third between South Africa and, I agree, Donnie, Italy.
Oh, Italy is so fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, last one from my friend Chad McCann. Pick one. You have to watch a large spider crawl up your arm and bite you.
Oh, my God.
Or watch a large wasp fly up and sting you. You won't have any adverse effects other than pain of the sting bite, so no long-term anything.
I'll take the wasp.
Why? Well, I'll take the wasp, too. There's something about a spider crawling on you that just stays with you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and you're right. He's crawling the whole way.
I know, and you don't know when he's going to bite you. He's just moving up and moving up, and all of a sudden, boop.
That's fine there.
Yeah, I'll take the wasp.
Well, and then you have the thing with the spider. As he crawls, you're right. You don't know when he's going to bite you. And then you start saying, no, take a left. Don't go right there. You don't bite anything over to the right there.
Yeah, right. I think the spider all around is just a lot creepier thing.
Yes.
The wasp might even hurt more, but a wasp is a sting from a wasp is sort of a clean transaction.
And that's right. And that's almost
just
like
come in, do your thing, and get out of here.
Like a shot. Because it's the stinger.
Right.
And the spider is just something
There's
a little
no relationship
bit different.
With you and a wasp, but there is one with you and a spider.
But what if it turns you into Spider-Man?
He said no adverse effects.
But that's a good one. Because now all of a sudden you have webs kind of coming out of your... Wouldn't you use that for just wrong?
What? Like you would be able to shoot webs?
You can use it to fly around and save everyone, but if the remote control is just a little bit out of reach, you'd use that web to bring that remote control right there and use all of it. Like, do you have an endless supply of web?
No, he ran out sometimes.
Did he really?
Yeah, I think.
It depends. Some versions they made their own, like from their bodies, and that was endless, but others had to put in web cartridges.
I always thought it was kind of creepy.
I'm such a nerd.
So I go to Costco to get a tub full of web.
Well, he made it himself, so you got to get the recipe from him.
He made it?
He made it.
Yeah, like to get it out of him.
Like in math?
Like in a science, like a science lab, Mr. White.
Damn. Can I please have 3 pounds of web secretion?
Secretion, that's a horrible word.
It is. All right,
let's end it there.
Let's talk to Dan and Jake next.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.